This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Cranes are large birds with long legs and necks. In Japan and other East Asian cultures, they represent luck and long life. Japanese tradition says a person who folds 1,000 paper cranes gets the right to make a wish. Some school children in the United States have been folding cranes. They want to show they care about the victims of the March 11th earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Almost 40 Japanese-American students attend Somerville Elementary School in Ridgewood, New Jersey. But all 525 students at the school have heard about the disasters. So they have decorated their school with paper origami cranes. Their wish is for a speedy recovery for the Japanese people. Art teacher Samantha Stankiewicz says the activity gives students a way to express empathy for victims.
For children, the folding of the cranes has been a really positive way for them to just feel like they're actively engaged, even though the cranes are symbolic.
These students thought out loud as they folded cranes in the school library.
The crane is a symbol of hope, so we try to have a lot of hope for those people in Japan.
It makes me feel really happy that everyone's caring for another country.
I feel sad for them, like really sad for them. But then I also feel happy because I feel happy for us because we're really trying to help out.
And that help is not just in the form of paper cranes. The school principal, Lorna Oates Santos, says children at Somerville Elementary have raised about $2,000 for disaster relief agencies.
We will be donating that money to the American Red Cross and Save the Children. There were two groups that are ready on the ground in Japan to help out the people of Japan.
The school has a television club that produces weekly programs on different subjects. Fourth grade teacher Gabrielle King is director of the club and says the students are involved in the school's efforts.
When the earthquake happened, the children wanted to know what they could do to inform other students and raise awareness for the people in Japan. And so we decided to do a show on the earthquake and also making the cranes, the origami cranes.
Some American children have shown their feelings for the victims in Japan in other ways. Yasuhisa Kawamura is Japan's Deputy Consul General in New York.
One American young girl stopped by the consulate a couple of days ago with her own painting. The painting shows the two countries, Japan and the United States, shaking hands over the ocean and say, we are with you. So we're very, very moved and touched by this young girl expression.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. The East Asia program at Cornell University in the United States has a lesson plan and directions for folding origami cranes. You can find a link at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。